Dave Williams is a financial advisor. He's president of RDW Financial Group. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing good this morning, thanks.
Tell us about the RDW Financial Group.
Now, we're an independent advisory firm located out here in Indianapolis, and we cater pretty much to the over 50 crowd.
All right, before we start talking about the craziness of the market, just tell me, as someone who lives and breathes this, this is your life's work, what did you think about what you've seen over the last week?
History books in the making. This has been a crazy time. Of course, you know, I look back over the last 10 years, and we've seen some things that are pretty astounding. It's certainly a time for not panic, but slow and steady, wading through the uncertainty that we're all dealing with today.
You know, if I've learned anything, Dave, we've got an expert here who works locally here, Doug Adler. But if I've learned anything from him and other people, when you talk about the market, no matter how wild the ride, you have to be in it for the long haul, and you really shouldn't be surprised by how crazy things could get because you never know.
Well, you know, that's a great point. The problem is we all have a tendency to be very short-term in our nature and our thinking and our views, but the market is a long-term investment vehicle, you know, 10, 15, 20 years out. And the problem most people get into today is that those people that need their money tomorrow and are still in the market are panicking and have every right to be and probably shouldn't be there.
I heard someone on Fox News a couple of days ago, he was an expert regarding the market, and he said that it never seems he can never understand how people who do this for a living and know the volatility that the market has, how they react, and as opposed to thinking clearly, they just try to dump everything at once.
Yeah, that's you know, it's quite fascinating to watch the reactions of people. I mean, there's studies out there that show that, you know, the average investor gets much, much less than actual market returns, and the reality is they don't have a plan. They're living day-to-day, moment-to-moment. They're reactionary. These things are going to happen, and I think we're going to see more of this in the future. And, you know, you better be prepared for it. I believe if you have a good, solid plan, you will make it through these times.
It was interesting that as the Federal Reserve started their speech, the market started diving as people thought that the negative news was coming. And then when they said that they were going to hold interest rates for the next couple of years, then people felt more comfortable. What was your take on that?
Well, I think it just goes to show that people today are looking for leadership and are looking for direction. And most importantly, are looking for certainty. The fact remains we have a lot of uncertainty in the federal government today regarding policy, where we're going. And that just, to me, stood out and said volumes that, hey, we need to see more direction. We need to see more certainty. And I think if we have more certainty, that could be a catalyst to maybe take this economy and grow it over the long term.
All right, you were talking how you work with the over 50 crowd. A lot of those people who are retired lost a lot of money in the last week.
Well, you know, hopefully their advisor has set them up so that the amount they had doesn't overall diminish what they're able to do. You know, in retirement planning, again, like I said earlier, you can't have money. Short-term money you're going to need should not be market-based. Longer-term money that you're going to need 10 or 15 years, yeah, they probably took a little bit of a setback. But in the scheme of things, they should be okay. If they had all their money in the market the last 2 days and that's what we're using, they could be in trouble.
I wanted to ask you about the future and what you perceive. As you mentioned, not knowing what's going to happen, how much will it help what the Fed did yesterday?
Well, it's yet to be seen. Obviously, yesterday had a significant impact. That's just one piece of the puzzle that's been laid out now that we're certain about. I still think we have uncertainty with the pending, you know, deficit issues, taxation, healthcare reform. Where are we going with all these things? I believe personally over the next 4 to 5 years, we're going to continue to see volatility. And it's going to be very, very interesting times that we're going to go through. And I would be prepared for more days like we've had in the last couple of days.
Dave, what could government do? What can the president do to help the market?
Personally, I think what we need to see is some leadership as to where we're going direction-wise, What are we going to do with the deficit short term, long term? What are we going to do from a taxation standpoint so that corporations know what the end result and what the end game is? I think we need just clear directional leadership there.
And there is none from your point of view?
In my perspective, we're lacking right now in that direction.
Do you think, and I'm asking you to estimate, but do you think it's because perhaps this administration doesn't have enough knowledge, enough experience, maybe enough smarts to be able to help?
I'm not sure if that's particularly the case, and I really honestly not sure what the problem is with the current administration, but we obviously are in complete political deadlock right now, and something has to give.
Financial advisor and president of RDW Financial Group, that is Dave Williams. Thanks so much, Dave, for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.